beef plan movement stood down and ended all our protests before the last talks took place. The injunctions were kept in place against beef plan, and beef plan haven't been organising nearly any of these protests since. I suppose we know that the beef factories have no regard for the farmers, and it now seems they have no regard for their employees either. This is totally reckless and unneeded. They should have entered the negotiations on Monday and sat down at the table. They know what farmers need to get. I suppose the farmers are not going to be slaves for the beef barons and these factories any longer, and they need a fair share of the retail price. There's lots of money being made from the production and sales of beef, but it's just that the primary producer isn't getting a fair share. So I suppose individual farmers have set up protests right across the country in the last number of weeks, and have just said that enough is enough. There was nothing forthcoming for farmers, especially in this part of the country, in the last talks. Farmers now just wants to make sure this is about the future of everyone's jobs, and to ensure that people can get an income from beef and suckler farming. So I suppose those people that is temporarily laid off until MII actually come in and sit down and negotiate with farmers and organisations. But I suppose the whole reason for the protest is about job security for everyone going forward. That's farmers and all these people working in the meat industry.
From the outside looking in, Brendan, it seems that this is at almost a stage of impasse. It seems the farmers aren't going to budge until Meat Industry Ireland return to the table, but it seems that they are not going to take that move while the protests continue. So is it going to be a case of who's going to blink first?
I can't see any movement on the side of the protesters. Words is very important, and I suppose Beef Plan ended their last protest before the last talks. So everyone went away from the gates. The protests was totally ended. I suppose suspended would have been that there would have been farmers there on the pickets, but they would have been allowing vehicles in and out and not on the walkway at all whatsoever. But the protest was totally ended, whereas the meat factories were allowed, I suppose, and they were let off the hook by the minister by only deferring the legal injunctions against Beef Plan. And what that meant then after the deal, and when people and farmers weren't happy, Beef Plan weren't able to go and organise these protests. So I suppose it's of their own making now, Meat Industry Ireland and the Minister, that all these protests now is organised by individual farmers. So it's very difficult for those protests to be called on to end because they're not being organised by one particular organisation.